In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The retreat last week was quite good. Our retreat master, some of you may know from EWTN, is Father John Trigilio. He's a priest from Pennsylvania, and he teaches homiletics at Mount St. Mary's Seminary in Emmitsburg, Maryland. And one of the things that Father Trigilio talked about was how grateful he was for the new translation of the Mass, because his experience is kind of like mine. Before, you had gotten so, as a priest, we'd gotten used to the translation, so a lot of it we could just do by memory. And after the new translation, we couldn't do that anymore. You had to pay attention to the book. And that's a really good thing, because it helps prevent changing things to suit yourself. And that there are other issues you have to pay closer attention, which is a really good thing. One of my favorite bits of the new translation is right before we receive Holy Communion, where before it was kind of a loosey-goosey translation. You know, it meant the same thing, but it wasn't as clear that it was this part of sacred scripture. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. A literal translation of the Latin. And which is good, because first of all, you know, translation should be literal. You know, if you want to get the full impact of what the liturgy is telling us. And secondly, a strict translation makes it quite clear that we are using the words of this centurion from sacred scripture. Think about this great profession of faith that he had. He had this slave, and the slave was dying, and he wanted the slave cured. Why? Well, it says it was useful to him here in the translation, but that useful could mean a great many things. It could mean he was very highly skilled, and you know, he didn't want to lose his skills, or it could mean that, you know, he was his friend. You don't know. But regardless, you know, the messengers came and convinced Jesus to come and heal this man. And when he's on his way, the centurion sends messengers saying, you don't have to come. Just say the word. I believe that he will be cured if you just say the word. And there are two things. First of all, it shows the centurion's profound respect for Jesus, because he knows that as a pagan, you know, he was someone who loved the Jewish people. He built a synagogue for him, but he was still a pagan. If Jesus had entered the house, according to the Jewish rules, he would have been unclean. And secondly, he knows. He's a man under authority. He knows that if Jesus says that it'll be done, it'll be done. And as Jesus points out, this is great faith. You know, how many people from the Jewish communities said to Jesus, show us a sign. Whereas this pagan says, you say it, it'll be done. Who has the greater faith? The centurion does. And so, when we use those words, and we also realize that we are not worthy that Jesus should come to us. How many people here think you deserve to receive Holy Communion? Good. No one raised their hands. I'm always afraid when I say that, especially when I'm saying Mass at the school, because there's always a smart aleck out there. But none of us is worthy of Jesus. None of us has any claim on Jesus. And that makes actually his love for us even more profound, because in spite of us not having a claim on him, he still suffered and died for us, and he gives himself to us. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, and not just into my house, but into the dwelling place of my soul, which is my body. But only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Our very deepest being, that's what Jesus comes to do. He doesn't come to give us a nice lunch. He comes to heal our souls, our very beings, so that we can be adopted sons and daughters of God, and so that we can go to heaven, which is a really great thing. And when we say those words, we are challenging ourselves and being challenged to have that same faith of the centurion. That though we may not see Jesus, we know that he is here, and we know that he is coming to heal us and to make us whole. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.